We get a visit with John Hales. He's in studio with us. How you doing, John?
Yay, John.
Doing fantastic.
Good to hear. Heartland Singers has a concert coming up, and for folks that maybe haven't heard about this group, I had to do a little research because I don't think I'd heard of them before, but tell us a little bit about how they came about and what the purpose of the Heartland Singers is.
Well, it was started in 1987 by Virginia Peterson, and I know, Corey, you aren't local, but Rick knows. Virginia Peterson was the mother of Dave Peterson, and she just liked to sing, and she wanted to put together a chorus here in town of local singers, and so she, you know, got together with some people, and they got it going, and we've been in business ever since. We have two concerts a year, one in December and one in the spring. And our Christmas concert is always our biggest highlight or show of the season. People always talk about when Heartland Singers has their Christmas concert, that kind of kicks off the holidays for everybody.
It is kind of a marker for that, yes.
It is, yeah. So, you know, I've been with the group, geez, I've been with the group 25, 30 years, and I enjoy it very much. It's one of those things I like to do.
It was organized in the fall of 1986, and first concert for the Heartland Singers came about in March of 87, so yeah. 38 years, if my math is correct.
Yep.
That a couple of years, you probably have a big celebration to celebrate 4-0, I'm guessing.
We probably will.
Probably do something special there. And originally, it was organized in conjunction with the Sandhills Symphony. And is it Chris Ann Bailey? Is that how she pronounces it? Your director there?
Yes.
She has been around since the inception, since it started, it says here. And as you mentioned, two concerts each year, the holiday one and then one in the spring, which is coming up. And all you need is a love to sing. Of course, we do have enough people out that got to audition a little bit. Is that a little intimidating when you...
Well, there's times audition? When I feel like that scares people off a little bit.
I would think so. It would scare me off, yeah. It's but, like... If I was the only one in the room and Chris Ann was like behind, you know, someplace I couldn't see her, maybe I'd do okay. But, you know, if I got people staring at me for singing, I don't mind this. You know, for mics, that's okay. I'm comfortable with that.
Do you get to pick what song you audition with, or is it given to
you? Actually, we don't. We feel like that kind of makes it a little easier. Be quite honest with you, we have them come in and sing the national anthem.
That's a good one.
Because that's not an easy song.
It is tough. The national anthem is one of
the high notes.
Toughest songs, yes.
And check their range, you know, figure out what their range is and so on and so forth. It's really not that bad a deal.
Yeah.
And we're always looking for people. Right now, our biggest deficit is men. You know, we struggle to get men to sing.
Why is that? Why is it harder to get men to sing in public groups?
I don't know why that is. I really don't. It baffles me. It has for years. But we do struggle to get men.
I know Ogallala's had a barbershop group that they've had going for years and years, and I've met a few people that are a part of that, and of course that's very unique. You don't really hear that style of singing that much anymore. But
I've actually heard them in the barbershop.
You have?
Yeah.
Getting the harmonies to blend is a trick.
Yeah. Barbershop singing is not easy.
No.
It is not easy at all.
So tell us a little bit about the concert. I see it's March 30th, and that is just 9 days away, a week from Sunday.
Yep, March 30th. like you say, it's 3 p.m. at the First Baptist Church, which on McDonald. And, the theme is A Season for Everything. It starts at 3 o'clock, and our concerts usually run an hour or so.
Mm-hmm.
This one is going to be a little different for us. The first half of it is going to be spiritual music like we usually do. And then the second half is going to be show tunes. So,
well, that's quite a shift.
So now, yeah, it is.
Which show tunes have they picked, or do you know?
Oh, yeah. Do I know? It's a week away. We've been practicing for 8-10 weeks.
Well, that...
Yeah.
Okay.
we don't surprise us on it. No. We're going to do some from the Greatest Showman.
Okay.
Wicked.
Oh, yeah. Contemporary.
Yeah. Yeah. Like we're doing Oklahoma.
You know, when you said that, I had this image of you belting out Oklahoma.
We're gonna.
You're gonna have to go and see it in person then. Huh?
Yeah. Defying Gravity from Wicked is another one of them. Like I said, tunes from The Greatest Showman, which is a newer musical, if you're not familiar with it. So we mixed in a little of old and new in the show tunes, so...
That's good. You'll appeal to a wider audience that way.
Yeah. we're a little nervous about it because it probably doesn't play to our normal audience,
mm-hmm.
but hopefully it'll get some other people to come that don't usually come, you know.
Well, you mentioned it's about a week away, so when and where?
It's at, like I say, First Baptist Church on McDonald on Sunday, March 30th at 3 o'clock. So yeah,
it's good. I get my nap in, you know, I go to church and then come home, eat,
there
and
you go.
A little nap, you know,
there you go.
Is there an admission fee?
Yeah.
No, it's free will donations.
Okay.
So yeah, that's all there is to it.
I think that's great. I'm sure that, people are very generous and give what they can on this thing. You know, I've usually found that out with free will donations, you know, you can go and you usually have something in mind, but you want to be generous. And I think people actually, in some instances, give more probably than if you had a certain amount you had to give, right?
To be quite honest with you, I think that's very true in our case. We charged admission for years and years and years. And I don't know, at one point we just felt like maybe it was killing our attendance, you know? And so we went to the free will donations and we've done well with it.
Yeah. I think people realize, too, that there are people that give a little bit more if they're able to cover those that can't, that don't have the means, maybe.
I think you're absolutely correct.
I think that's the way it works out. You talked about you've been practicing for about 8 weeks now, and you do that going into the concerts. You get together a couple, once a week for a couple hours, generally?
Every Sunday night from 7 to 9 is our practice schedule. We practice at St. Pat's Music Room.
Okay.
And, yeah, so we do it for, like I said, 8 weeks. And then concert week, we practice at the church, the actual church location or where it's going to be, for a couple hours. We do that on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and then Sunday's the concert.
Now, the First Baptist Church, I have a memory of, I think, was this the one that hosts the Living Christmas Tree?
Yes.
Do they still do that?
No, they quit doing that.
I wondered about
probably 3 years ago.
Okay, wondered about that. We used to always promo that when I worked over in Ogallala, and they used to send us a little brochure about that every year. And I even went when my grandparents lived here in North Platte back in the 80s. I remember going.
Yeah, I participated in it a couple of times. And it was one of those things. It was kind of the same time of year that we were practicing for our Christmas concert. So it kind of puts a challenge on your voice, you know, singing that much. So,
right.
But I did it 2 or 3 years and enjoyed it. Hated to see it go. And there again, it's one of those things, the numbers, you know, trying to get people to participate.
It's the commitment. You have to make a commitment because you got to get together and practice if you're going to do it right and do it good. Right?
Yeah. And I don't know, that's a struggle, it seems like, for a lot of people, you know. And
it is.
And for a lot of events and organizations. It's just,
mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
It seems to be getting worse.
Yeah, I think it is too. I really do. We've seen it with our group. You know, we used to get 65 singers, and, you know, we're down to 35, 40.
That's still a good-sized group, though.
It is.
I mean, especially for an area like this in a rural populated area. I think that's good. You know, you get that many people, I think you can be proud of that. You know, when you're practicing, I imagine there's some points where Chris Ann has to kind of step in there a little bit and say, let's, we need to hear more of this. Or,
oh, yeah.
You know? Any truth to the rumor that she has a taser for you?
No, that's she wants to.
It wants to.
Is yeah, that that's smart aleck remarks or the singing?
Oh, I'm kind of the comic relief.
Okay.
I mean,
everybody needs that though, exactly. Rick. You know, gotta exactly. understand that.
In fact, in our Christmas concert, I do narration for it,
okay.
and you know, talk about each song before we sing it, a little bit of the history of the song and stuff. And I had my script, and I got lost on my script, and oh my God, the thing just fell apart. So I had to go to my comedy stand-up relief to pull it off. And
did anybody notice?
People enjoyed every minute of it. They told me afterwards. They said that was the best part of the show, and I'm going, okay.
Great.
So, yeah, I enjoy it, and I have fun with it.
That's the key.
These people that sing in our group, they're serious singers, and I am too. But I like to have fun with stuff.
Yeah, I think that makes it more enjoyable too. And we act so prim and proper for these things, but I think the audience is more relaxed when you
True.
You know the group is. You know, it's not. They're doing their best. Obviously, you put a lot of work into this, and you want it to go well. But if something doesn't go, 100% the way you had planned, turn it into an opportunity to inject a little humor. Right?
Yeah, and that's what I did.
That's great. So, again, let's go over this. A Season for Everything is the title, and you're going to be the first half, you said, devoted to spiritual-type songs. Like, give us a couple of examples of what you'll be singing in the first half. Are we talking about really old, like spiritual, like Negro spirituals, or are we talking like choruses, more recent choruses, or
a combination?
Like Gaither. Do you have any Gaither tunes?
No, no. We do a lot of John Russell, not John Russell, John Rutter. Music.
Okay.
I'm at a total loss at some of the opening songs that we're doing here.
Okay.
Can't even come up with them.
Yeah, just your mind was taken over by show tunes.
It was. Yeah.
Oklahoma in particular.
Yeah. So we do majority of older spiritual tunes. We'll do some gospel stuff.
Gospel, yeah, that's...
We're not... doing popular. Any gospel this time that I can think of.
Okay.
But, we have done quite a bit of that in the past, so.
I think that's good. A Season for Everything, March 30th, a week from Sunday, and carve out, about an hour and a half?
Yeah, we with an intermission, it takes hour and 15, hour okay. and, yeah.
Good, and probably you're probably going to be singing around, I'm guessing, 8 to 10 tunes in that?
We run about 13 or 14.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I was in the ballpark there.
Yeah. That's a full show. A
lot of variety there. 3 p.m. First Baptist Church in North Platte, 100 McDonald Road, in case you don't know where that's at, coming from out of town. And just a free will donation. So if things are a little tight for you, you don't have to feel like you have to give anything. And those that can give will give what they can and probably above.
Yeah, we just want you to come and enjoy our music. And if you can't give, bring somebody that can, you know?
Yeah. John Hales has been our guest this morning with the Heartland Singers. We appreciate you coming in, sir. I
appreciate you having me.
Who you got picked in the NCAA tournament, or do you care?
Boy, you know, I'm from Iowa, mm-hmm. native of Iowa, and Iowa State is my favorite college team outside of
these guys. Outside of what you're wearing, the yes. Nebraska sweatshirt.
So both of their women and men are in, and their women mm-hmm. have already won one. there again, being from Iowa, I was pulling for Drake last night, and Drake pulled it off. And
they did.
Upset
Missouri.
Yeah. Yeah, I was glad to see that. And
that was great.
Of course, I want to see Creighton do well, and boy, they did really well. So I hope they continue there, too.
Don't
so.
Tell Tanner that. He's not a big Blue Jay fan.
So. Yeah. So, yeah. You know, I haven't picked a Final Four or anything like that.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, I love watching the tournament. And, you know, like Rick and I were talking earlier, I'm an umpire. I like sports, and I follow them. And so, yeah, I enjoy the March Madness.
It is going to be fun. Oklahoma's playing today, so yeah. I might root for the Sooners, you know, since you're going to be singing it.
Yeah.
That's hard to do, right?
That'd be a struggle.
Thanks, John. You take care.
Thank you, sir.